my sippers out there, let's get to sipping. Okay, I'm so sorry to have to report this, but I have to. You know, Lakers legend Kobe Bryant has been killed in a helicopter crash in north of Los Angeles. Just a sad story. The retired NBA legend and his 13th daughter was among the 9 victims killed in the helicopter crash in Calabasas Sunday morning. Okay, so the victims include 8 passengers and a pilot. There were no survivors, the Los Angeles County authorities says. Okay, so one of the senior NBA insiders posted on his Instagram saying Kobe and his daughter was en route to her basketball game when the helicopter crashed. It also reported another player and the parents was on board. Okay? Oh my goodness. So his daughter went by Gigi. She loved basketball and became a force on the court. She played the Los Angeles, later mamas or mambas. I don't know. But which he was the coach, okay? Deputies in the Los Angeles Sheriff Department arrived at the scene in a deadly crash before 10:30 a.m. I seen the video. It was, oh my goodness. You know, all you see is smoke and everything. And you just imagine the terror what was going down before they died. Until, you know, just the part of seeing the helicopter crashing, you know you about to die. That's the most scariest thing, you know? The most scariest thing. It hurts my heart. It really hurts my heart to know that him and his daughter died. Shaq even wrote something on Twitter. He says, "No words to express the pain I'm going through with this tragedy of losing my niece, Gigi, and my brother, Kobe. I love you and you will be missed. My condolences goes out to the Bryant family and the families of the other passengers on board. I'm sick right now." This is what Shaquille O'Neal posted. And it's just sad. It's really super sad. We lost a legend. He was young. You know, he's in his 40s. Just going, being a... it's just so sad. This is a really, really sad story. First of all, his wife won't have a husband. His kids won't have a father. His wife won't have lost her daughter too. His mom won't have a son. It's just a lot of, and the families won't have their loved ones no more either. And it just, this will take you out, okay? It's just really super sad. Like, I'm very emotional. It's like I've known him, but I didn't know him. You know, you watch him grow up on playing basketball, seeing him as a teenager, now a grown man, wife and kids, and you feel like you know him, but you really don't know him, but it still touched your heart, and you have feel empathy and sympathize for, you know, their loved ones and what they may be going through. Very painful, you know. It's just sad to report this. May Kobe and his daughter and the other the other passengers on the plane, may they rest in peace, and condolences to the family members of the Bryant family members and the passenger family members. I'm just so sad. So sad. And I hope God is there for you during this difficult time to mend that hurt, that sorrow, and that pain. Oh, it's just so sad. So sad. I'm in here right now. And please tell your people about this podcast, my podcast. And support me, please. That's all. Just support me. But I'm getting a little emotional about this Kobe Bryant story. And I'm going to end. Like I said, I'm about to end right now. Right here. Thank you for listening to Tea with Miss V.